Still no verdict in Ghislaine Maxwell trial after 5 days of deliberation, judge says no New Year break. By Paul Bois on December 29, 2021. The jury in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial still has not decided on a verdict for convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and alleged accomplice after 5 days of deliberation. Last week, the jury called it quits for a short Christmas break after 16 hours of deliberation following a three-week trial. Resuming Monday, the jury continued to deliberate well into Wednesday when it asked Judge Allison Nathan if it could review the testimonies of five witnesses. According to CNN, it was the first time jurors had requested to review witness testimonies. The jury asked for the testimony of accuser Carolyn's former boyfriend, Sean, Kimberly Espinosa, who was Maxwell's former assistant at Epstein's New York office in the late 1990s, and FBI agents Amanda Young and Jason Richards. The panel also requested the testimony of defense witness Dr. Elizabeth Loftus, a psychologist who testified about human memory. Despite having a Christmas break, Nathan told the jurors they would not have the same grace extended for the New Year's holiday, citing the Omicron variant and the possibility of a 10-day quarantine. "You will continue deliberations as needed every day going forward, including 12:31-1:1 and half until you reach a verdict," the judge said when questioned about scheduling. "We now face a high and escalating risk that jurors and trial participants may need to quarantine, thus disrupting trial, putting at risk our ability to complete this trial," the judge added. The judge further requested that the jury continue deliberations an hour later past the original schedule, ending at 6 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. Maxwell, former girlfriend and alleged accomplice for notorious sex offender Epstein, has pled not guilty to 6 federal counts that carry a combined maximum sentence of up to 70 years in prison: sex trafficking of a minor, enticing a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and 3 related counts of conspiracy, according to CNN. Throughout deliberations, the jury has reportedly asked the judge several questions pertaining to the testimonies of 3 of the 4 women who have accused Maxwell of aiding in their sexual abuse at the hands of Epstein: Annie Farmer, Carolyn, and Jane. Annie Farmer, the only accuser to give her full name, testified to the jury she visited Epstein's New Mexico ranch in 1996 at the age of 16, where Maxwell massaged her naked chest. Carolyn also testified that Maxwell touched her breasts when she was just 14 and even told her she had a great body for Epstein and his friends. Both Jane and Kate testified under pseudonyms and alleged that Maxwell instructed them on sexual massages with Epstein. Both Jane and Kate testified under pseudonyms and alleged that Maxwell instructed them on sexual massages with Epstein.